Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. When we left off last time, we were talking about anesthesia. Of all the things to be discussing, why anesthesia? It is analogous to how God put the first man to sleep in order that God could take one of the man's ribs and make woman. Our verse, Genesis 2:21, says, "The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept." It is as if God injected Adam with a general anesthetic that caused the man's consciousness to be so dulled that Adam did not watch, nor did he feel, his rib being taken from him. That deep sleep was a real blessing in Adam's life. Let me read the rest of verse 21. "Then God took one of the man's ribs and closed up the flesh at that place." Adam had to be under God's general anesthetic for this surgery. But it is important to know that God did not give this divine anesthetic to the man because the man was going to be in pain. This is the garden in Eden before sin enters the garden. There was no pain. The reason God put the man to sleep was so the man would not witness, would not watch as God removed his rib. As one commentator puts it, that horrid experience to see a portion of yourself removed. Yes, Adam must have been very thankful God first put him into a deep sleep and then removed his rib. The local anesthetic would not do, because when the doc goes local, it is only one area of the person that is dull to this invasion of the body. Imagine that God had simply numbed the area where the rib was located on the side of Adam's body, and then Adam watched as God removed the rib. This reminds me of the time I went to the dental surgeon to have wisdom teeth removed. Out comes the syringe with the anesthetic, and I brace myself as the nurse stuck that torture device into the back of my jaw. Look, I hate needles. I cringe sitting here even now thinking of this. My jaw sort of hurts. I felt the area where the teeth were go totally numb, but what I will not forget is what I heard. True, I could not feel pain, thankfully, but I could still see the drill. I could then hear it. Oh, and the sawing, and then I could hear the pulling, the yanking, and I almost wished I had general anesthetic. When sound asleep, I would also not have heard all that was going on inside my mouth. Well, obviously God is very gracious. First, he puts the man into a deep sleep, and then God pulls out not wisdom teeth, but one whole rib. And dear old Adam sleeps through the whole surgery. He wakes up missing one rib, but gaining one wife. Out goes the rib, and in comes the wife. Well, this is a pivotal moment in the history of the whole world. This is a crucial turning point for humanity. This is the time when God does another miracle. God makes the woman. And how does the Lord God do it? He does it in a way, I submit to you, that we would not have. We would never have even thought of this. The Creator removes one of the man's ribs, and then God fashions into the woman the rib which God had taken from the man. This is God the surgeon at work. So let's pivot now and look at the remainder of verse 21. This is Genesis 2, verse 21, the second half, which reads, "Then God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place." And as we contemplate this verse, please highlight in your mind the words "one" and "ribs." Notice that God took one of the man's ribs. The Hebrew word here translated as rib is translated as rib only here. Usually the word is translated into the English as side. And this makes logical sense because the rib is at the side of the man. Glance down at your own body. If you feel around there at your side, you will feel the ribs. just so that you comprehend why this Hebrew word is here translated as rib, but usually used for side, let me take you on a quick word study. You know that I like to do this because I feel that it gives us a real sense for the meaning of the Bible's words. If we get the meaning of the word right, then we stand a far better chance of interpreting the text correctly, and that is a big deal when reading the Bible. Yes, much can hinge on the meaning of even one word. So let's go exploring for a few minutes. And I will repeat each reference in a bit, so if you are taking notes, you will be able to jot these down. That will assist you for reading the Bible on your own later. This word is used to describe the side of the Ark of the Covenant in Exodus chapter 25 and verses 12 and 14. I will read Exodus 25, 12 and 14. You shall cast four gold rings for it and fasten them on its four feet, and two rings will be on one side of it, and two rings on the other side of it. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark with them. As the rib is at the side of the man's body, so too the rings were on the side of the ark. And then we go over to Exodus chapter 26, where we read about the side of the tabernacle. I'm reading now Exodus 26, verse 20. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 boards. And then also in Exodus, we read about the side of the altar. And again, this same Hebrew word is used. Exodus 27, verse 7 says, its poles shall be inserted into the rings, so that the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar when it is carried. That was Exodus 27, 7. And I will not take time to read these references, but this same word translated as ribs in Genesis 2:21 is translated as side, also in describing the side of a mountain, and a side room, such as in the temple. It will help you remember this if you jot down these references in the margin of your Bible or on the notes section of your Bible app. At Genesis 2:21, write Exodus 25, 12 and 14, Exodus 26, 20, and Exodus 27, 7. That's Exodus 25, 12 and 14, 26, 20, and 27, 7. When you have a chance later today or this evening, read these passages in Exodus in light of Genesis 2:21. You'll be learning a little Hebrew along the way, and that'll be fun. And more than fun, there is a reason I am sharing this with you. Watch what God does with the rib that he took from the side of the man. Let's drop down one more verse to Genesis 2, verse 22. Genesis 2:22 reads, the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. God took the man's rib and fashioned it into the woman. This is instructive for our understanding of how God sees the relationship between the man and the woman. As the Bible commentators point out, God did not make the woman from the man's head to be his superior, or from the man's foot to be his inferior. God took her from the man's side to be equal with him, to be along with him. As J. Vernon McGee says, woman is the other half of man. Adam was only half a man without Eve. H.C. Leupold adds, quote, she is exactly on the same level with him as far as being a creature of God is concerned. Well, this is all so well said and a good interpretation of the Bible. And then, while researching these verses, I came upon the writing of Umberto Casuto. He was a rabbi and biblical scholar, and in 1961 he published a commentary on the book of Genesis. In that commentary, he writes of a midrash that says, quote, just as the rib is found at the side of the man and is attached to him, even so the good wife, the rib of her husband, stands at his side to be his helper, counterpart, and her soul is bound up with his. End quote. So the side of the man, where the rib is located, has great significance. God did not make the woman from the man's head to be his superior, or from the man's foot to be his inferior. What God took her from was man's side, to be equal with him, to be along with him. This is the main point I want you to get as we consider this word rib. For more on the woman and her relationship to the man, stay tuned. We'll get to that. But know this now. God has, the Bible has, and I have a very high view of the woman and of you women tuning in. Now, let's go back to the other word of interest to us in Genesis 2:21, and that is the word one, O-N-E. Then God took one of his ribs. This is a specific number, one rib. As we know, we all have more than one rib. We have ribs, plural. Most people have 24 ribs, 12 on each side of the body. So God did something very specific and gave us this detail for a reason. God the surgeon wants us to know exactly, precisely, what he did. We want that in our surgeons, don't we? Several professions demand precision. Being a pilot is one, and certainly being a surgeon requires exactness. Every so often in the news, we will hear about someone who went in to have surgery on one part of their body and wound up with surgery on another body part. Here are a few I am aware of. The doctor who amputated the wrong leg. The wrong patient who underwent brain surgery. And the 83-year-old woman who underwent heart surgery for a respiratory infection. Or the woman in England whose doctor removed her reproductive organs instead of appendix. Are you serious? Wow, what a mistake. Well, while sometimes we cannot trust even a surgeon, we can always trust God to get the operation right. And when you come back tomorrow, I will tell you why knowing precisely how many ribs God took from Adam actually matters. So please join me tomorrow, hopefully without needing surgery before then, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.